That'll get you cranking. Good sure morning will. And welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Thinking about the weather this morning.
Well, I think that's where a lot of people's heads have been going over these last couple of weeks. And you know that if you've spent some of them periodically gazing at the interactive hurricane map on your smartphone or any other screen, well, so far so good. Unlike this time last year, midway through the hurricane season, Hawaii seems to be dodging this year's crop of storms, albeit with a heavy rain forecast for Hawaii Island. Robert Ballard is the science and operations officer for the Central Pacific Hurricane Center. He's on the phone now. Good morning.
Good morning to you all.
Now, last year we were very much trained in what was happening with hurricanes because it was the first one we'd had an experience with in quite a while. And then Nacelle was followed up by Julio and then Anna, the possibility of at least those last two. This year seems to be somewhat quieter. Is there any statistical data about one year when we get slammed and other years that follow it that we don't?
Well, we don't have a lot of really good knowledge about patterns that necessarily are going to affect the Hawaiian Islands directly. I mean, it's tough for us to forecast that even in the short term over the next 5 days. So trying to do so from season to season is tough. We've gotten pretty good at telling you that we expect a season to be busy or not busy for the basin as a whole. And so far, this season is turning out to be pretty busy, similar to last season. But these storms and hurricanes have not affected Hawaii directly, at least not yet, other than with surf. Of course, there's still plenty of season to go, and we're just going through the peak of hurricane season now. So it's not time to let our guards down yet.
No one should be complacent just because we've dodged a few good ones this time around. And busy doesn't always necessarily translate into having a hurricane actually make landfall, obviously. But is there something that you think it's not part of this discussion when we talk about hurricanes and readiness that might make people look at it a little differently, especially since we've had such recent experience with it?
Sure. Well, I think one of the big lessons for people to take away from these situations is every storm is different, and it's important not to think that because you were missed last time that you're going to be missed this time or the next time. The weather patterns do change, and the currents that steer hurricanes and tropical storms near and around the islands do change, and so it's very rare that we see a complete repeat performance from one storm to the next. Really, they are all unique. They all have their own, almost like a personality, it seems like sometimes. But they can bring various threats depending on the situation. So we want everyone to really remain vigilant and keep an eye on those storms with us.
Now that we're at the peak point of the season and you're looking on throughout it toward November, are there any other changes in patterns that you've seen as we've now been moving through the season that perhaps weren't as obvious when they were forecasting a busy season?
Well, I always like to point out that typically hurricane season for the Central Pacific runs from June 1st to November 30th. And typically during the early part of hurricane season, say in June and July, we have strong upper-level winds that are in place over and near the main Hawaiian Islands. And just like we've seen with Guillermo and with Hilda, those strong upper-level winds serve to help protect the islands. They cut into the storm and they cut off the thunderstorm activity that's rotating around the tropical storm or hurricane. And it really just gets shredded. What happens, though, as you go through the mid to latter part of the season is that sometimes we see that upper-level jet stream that's over or near Hawaii start to either retreat back to the west or it'll just weaken, and that leaves us more vulnerable. So I am always a little more concerned just in general about the mid to latter part of the season. And, of course, that's the time of year that we saw Iniki.
Right.
That's the time of year that we experienced Hurricane Eva. A lot of your recurving, stronger systems occur during the mid to late part of hurricane season. And so we're concerned with all the warm water with a nearly unprecedented El Nino, very, very warm water around the main Hawaiian Islands right now, that we could see something like that later this year. And again, just
reason.
Because we've gotten lucky a couple times doesn't mean we will continue to be lucky with future systems.
And exactly for the reason that you said, that's the message. That's exactly why we can't let our guard down. Thank you so much for the update. We appreciate
it. Sure. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you, too. Robert Ballard is the Science and Operations Officer for the Central Pacific Hurricane Center, and he's in charge of training staff and forecaster readiness.